Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston is one step closer to becoming an Olympic host city. The U.S. Olympic Committee selected Boston over San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. as this country's nominee to host the Summer Games in 2024. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on the decision and what's ahead.
Moments after the decision was revealed, the U.S. Olympic Committee released this video. It shows St. Louis in 1904, Lake Placid in 1932 and 1980, Atlanta 1996. All of the previous U.S. hosts for the Olympic Games.
There comes a time to welcome the world and inspire a nation.
It ends with the words Boston 2024. The USOC has not said why it favors Boston and hasn't released the city's application. The group Boston 2024 had promised to release it after the decision was made, but said making the application public beforehand would be like the Patriots sharing their strategy before a playoff game. The group declined to comment last night, aside from a statement from Chairman John Fish. He says Boston 2024 is committed to a thorough and extensive process to discuss the potential opportunity. But the lack of public information is troubling to some, including Liam Kerr, co-chair of the group No Boston Olympics.
There's no incentive, clearly, to keep that promise. There's been no incentive to hold hearings all along.
Kerr and others in the group are promising to do everything they can to derail the application. That includes a possible ballot question preventing the state from using public money on the games.
There's a lot of tools. The IOC has been burned before when they awarded a city and the city ended up pulling out after, or the state revoked its commitment after. We need the IOC to know that is a very real threat here.
Such campaigns have worked before. The city of Denver backed out of hosting the 1976 Winter Games after voters rejected public funding. The games eventually went to Innsbruck, Austria. But even those who are not staunch supporters or opponents say the Olympics could serve a purpose. Mark Drayson is the executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which promotes smart growth and regional collaboration. He says the city should concentrate on development that can serve the region after the games.
It really needs to have two dates in mind. I would say those two dates are 2024 and 2074. And if we can keep both of those dates equally in mind, then I think we can come up with some great plans and put them into reality.
Drayson says improvements to the MBTA, especially increasing its capacity, have to be a priority. Development to help the city's housing shortage has to be another. Finally, he says it's crucial that investment in the games also be an investment in low-income parts of the city and the region.
If we do these things, I think it can really be an exceptional Olympic bid. It can be very highly competitive, even with much bigger cities in Europe and elsewhere in the world.
Boston will face stiff competition. Paris, Rome, and Berlin are all considering bidding for the right to host the games. There are also possible bids from Africa, where no country has ever hosted the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee will select finalists for the games in the spring of next year. It will announce a winner in summer 2017. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.